We are ready for football. It's been a long summer waiting, and here we are. Smythe, who had touchbacks on 64% of his kickoffs a year ago, will look for his first one of the year. And we are underway. It's a high kick, and it will go deep into the end zone. That is back beyond the back line to the end zone, a touchback. And Michigan City will have to go the full 80 yards to take the lead. Again, their quarterback is Trinnison Hart, a junior, only 5'9", 165, but he is very fast. And so that the challenge will be to keep him contained and at the same time keep an eye on Jamarion G, their running back, who is a senior but did not carry the ball a single time a year ago.
We'll see how our defensive line handles that offensive line, especially that running back.
Ball on the left hash mark at the 20-yard line, first play of scrimmage for the season. Now they've got two backs in the backfield. And that's Harvell, and they're going to throw him a quick one out in the flat. He gets away from one Tiger, then gets stood up and thrown backwards. It'll be a loss of a yard on the pass from Hart to Harvell. The Tigers were all over that. Could have been an even bigger loss, but he got around the first guy, could not the second. It's second down and 11.
Great pursuit there by Cohen Heady. First play of the game.
You say going into the season, Cohen can't do all of it from his middle linebacker spot, but that won't prevent him from trying.
Oh, yeah.
Ball now in the near hash mark at the 19-yard line, second down and 11. Hart will fake the handoff, throw it to the far side, got a man wide open at the 22, breaks a tackle to the 30, still upright at the 35-yard line, and gets all the way to the 37-yard line. That's an 18-yard gain and the first down of the game for either team. And the catch was made by Mikhail Laurent.
A lot of cushion.
Yeah, there wasn't a Tiger within 7 yards of him when he caught that pass. Hart in the backfield. We'll hand off to G this time. He'll try the middle. He gets away from one, gets the 40, and then gets tripped up and goes down at the 41-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 on the play for Michigan City. Opening minute of play, first drive of the game for either team here on opening night at Fisher Field. Ball inside the near hash mark as Michigan City heads toward the south end. That's the end the scoreboard's at here at Fisher Field. Three wide receivers, one back, and that's G to the right of Hart. Hart's going to throw it. Now he's going to tuck off. He's going to throw it over the middle of the field, and it's caught at the Tiger 45 and down to the Tiger 42-yard line. That's Zaire McKinney on a crossing route over the middle. Hart was about to get pounded, and the Tigers looked like they were in pretty good shape. Hart threw him open that time, didn't he?
He did. It kind of violated one of those cardinal rules you hear a quarterback kind of throwing against his body the way he was going. And interior of that offensive line may be getting away with a little much there, but we'll see.
First down and 10, Michigan City now in Tiger territory at the 42-yard line as we pass the 10-minute mark of the opening quarter. They fake the handoff wide. They give up the middle and not much running room there. We'll get the ball carrier for you. That is Damarion Evans carrying the ball. Officially no gain on the play. And we have a stoppage. And, one of the photographers here taking pictures at the game was told to get back. And he did.
That was Gavin Schultz coming up from that inside linebacker position, make that tackle.
Gavin's really going to have a big year if the Tigers are going to have a big year.
Yep.
Second down and 10, again from the 42-yard line. High snap, Hart takes it, drops back a little deeper, now rolls to his right, looking, waving people around, throws it deep and high over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete. Boy, he really laid out Laurent there. That pass was high. The Tigers had good coverage at the 35-yard line, but the pass was too high. Nobody close enough to pick it off. It's third down and 10.
Yep, good coverage and good pressure from the middle, the front three for the Tigers.
And right now they're only rushing three.
Yep.
Rushing three and dropping eight into coverage.
Which is a good sign. If we can get some pressure with rushing three and dropping eight, that's the name of the game right there.
Cameron Kaufman in on defense. We will see those offensive linemen sneak in there, rotate in there for a play or two here. This is a big one, third down and 10 on the Tiger 42. Hart standing at the 48, takes the snap, drops the throw, throws it high over the middle, and he's got his man. It's Hart, and Kyron Hart's got a first down, down to the 20-yard line. That's a 22-yard gain. They've made some big plays in the passing game on this opening drive, and with 9:32 left to play in the opening quarter, Michigan City has the ball at the 19-yard line, make that a 23-yard gain.
Again, seeing a little bit of a cushion there, throwing into zone coverage.
Hart is throwing it to the right places, and he's got people cutting into those places. Two wide outs left, one to the right, and they will hand off to G up the middle. He gets Hart right at the line of scrimmage. He'll be stood up and will get very little, if anything. Mark it as a no gain for G, and G unpiling after Grady Nelson piled on top of him. Second down and 10 from the Tiger 19. Opening drive of the football game here tonight and the opening drive of the season.
Well, if we could hold them to three here, that would be a win for this defense to start off this game.
And they don't have their kicker. Their kicker graduated, so they've got a new guy in at kicker. So it wouldn't be a terrible thing to force him into action right away. Play action fake. Hart will loft it out in the flat. Oh, what a catch by Moreland. Moreland inside the 25. He'll go down at the 12-yard line. That's a gain of 7. Cut down on the play by Egloff and Wilson, and it's 3rd down and 3. That's a pretty good pass.
Good pass and a good catch, one-handed grab to reel it in. So really buck up here on 3rd down.
On the left hash mark, that's the side closest to the Michigan City sideline. Hart standing 5 yards back. And they will fake the handoff to G. It's a reverse. And it's Harvell. And Harvell's inside the 10. Dives over a defender down to the 4-yard line. It'll be 1st down and goal after a gain of 8. And that's what Coach Curtis was talking about, Andy, in the pregame show, was making sure that you don't over-pursue.
That's the thing. Yep, that's exactly right. If we had some people there to keep that edge, probably wouldn't have seen an 8-yard gain, though, but it's very easier said than done. You see the ball, you just want to fly to the ball.
They're going to move G to a wing position, and they bring Evans in the backfield, and they are going to hand it to him. He bobbles the ball, and he's going to be thrown for a loss back to the 5-yard line. That's the best result Michigan City was going to get out of that play, because that was not a very smooth handoff, and Hart gave it to the running back, Evans, a little high, and he grabbed it just before he got hit at the 5-yard line. 2nd down and goal from the 5.
That could have been disastrous for the Wolves and fortunate for us, but the ball just didn't come out.
7:30 left to play opening quarter. This is the opening drive of the football game. Ball on the left hash mark. The wide side of the field is the near side. G is back in there. Did they have too many guys in the huddle? I think they did. No flag. High snap, Hart looking right all the way. He's going to get hit. He's going to go down. First sack of the season. Gavin Schultz on a linebacker blitz. Back at the 17-yard line. That's a 12-yard loss by Hart. And the first sack of the year for the Tiger defense.
That's exactly what the doctor ordered there. Gavin Schultz coming on a blitz, blowing that play up. That's great for the Tiger defense.
And we have timeout on the field. 6:45 left to go in the quarter. 3rd down and goal from the 17 coming up in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Michigan City facing 3rd down and goal from the 17-yard line. Trying to score on the opening drive of the game. Hart from the shotgun takes a snap. Pressure coming from the left. He'll roll opposite. There's no flag down there. Looked like there was holding, but then Hart slipped and went down. He went down behind the line of scrimmage. He loses one more yard. It's now 4th down. And let's see what Cody French on the first drive of the season thinks about 4th and goal from the 18-yard line.
I don't see a kicker coming out. And I watched him in pregame. It was okay. Let's just put it that way. They're going for it. It's
4th and goal from the 18. Moreland came in there. I thought maybe they try him as a kicker. He's the punter, but that's not the case. Hart takes a snap. Three-man rush. Lofts it up for the corner of the end zone. Oh. The defender falls down, but the ball goes through the hands of McKinney. It's incomplete, and the Tigers have held. Wow. That looked like it was going to be a touchdown because the defender fell down as he planted to stop to defend the pass.
And that ball went right through their receiver's hands. Wow.
Yes, it did. I wonder if maybe there was some contact there with the defender at his feet. I wonder if he bumped into him and that threw him off.
That could have been. That could have been.
So the first drive of the game goes from the Michigan City 20 to the Tiger 18 and then stalls out.
I think all things being said, that was a very great, very good drive for the Tiger defense. Especially when they had first and goal on the 3-yard line.
Yeah. Wartsaw with the ball for the first time on offense this season, having just held Michigan City at the doorstep. And they run up the middle. This is Duncan. He's through the hole. He's at the 25. He's out beyond the 30. And then a flag comes in. I believe this is going to be against the Wartsaw sideline. Let's see. The official who threw it is on this sideline.
I think you're right, Roger. And I think, I know in college, the first one's a warning.
It is. It's a warning here, too.
Okay.
Oh, no. They've called a blocking penalty against the Tigers. Now, this offense is notorious for blocking penalties. It's down the field, outside the tackle box, down the field. You can't block below the waist. Wartsaw had a bunch of those penalties last season, and they start one right off the bat here. That moves the ball back to the 17-yard line, wipes out the entire Duncan gain, and it's basically first and 10 all over again. Sullivan under center. Sends Brock in motion, and whistles sound, and flags fly, and this is probably going to be a false start against Wartsaw.
So two plays, two flags.
No, it's against Michigan City. It's against
okay.
the Wolves.
All right. Well, still two flags, one for each team. But that first one was a illegal block receiver.
This is one of those things that Coach Curtis doesn't teach illegal things, but he teaches right at the edge of it. And a lot of officials call it. Some of them don't. First and five. Pitch back. Here comes Brock turning the corner, and Quinton is out to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 2 yards. And here comes a very late flag from the referee, who's at least 25 yards away from the play. And he's getting out his book. He is writing down something. Look at him. He's very animated.
He's
really upset at something.
He threw that flag 15 yards. 20
yards. At least. Personal foul on both teams. I'm reading his lips. I cannot read the numbers. I apologize for that. But they're writing down the book. When you get the referee gets his little book out, that means they're keeping track
of
who the fags were on. The penalty's offset, and so I believe that we're replaying the down. I believe it's first down and five again. Yes, that's correct. What a crazy start to the Wartsaw's offensive sequence. 5:18 left to go, opening quarter. Michigan City took the ball from their 20 to the Tiger 18. Oh, they're saying it's after the play, so it's second down. Oh, yes, and the play counts, so Brock's 2 yards do count. So it's second down and three for the Tigers. And the whistle sounds, and we'll try to have this play without a penalty. Technically, I guess the last play was without a penalty, but afterwards we had two. Sullivan up the middle. Duncan gets spun around. Got a first down out to the 30-yard line. First down, Tigers. Damon Thomas will get credit for the stop as he got a hold of Duncan, and Duncan just kept spinning and churning and gets the first down for the Tigers of the season out to the 30-yard line. 5 minutes exactly left to play here in the opening quarter. no score after Michigan City's long drive resulted in no points. And the Tigers trying to go on one of their epically long drives here to start the season. Ball in the near hash mark at the 30-yard line. Sullivan under center. Option play, going to keep it late pitch, and he's got a man. It's a 30 at the 35-yard line. That'll be a 5-yard gain. And that is Evan Davis on the carry for the Tigers. Again, you are going to have, unlike any of the six previous seasons with Bart Curtis at the helm, you're going to see more kids and more names are going to be called just because they have a lot of kids at the same skill level. And Michigan City jumped off sides, and that's going to get worse, I think, a first down.
Should be.
That was Michael Crawford, 6'1", 195-pound senior. And that'll cost the Wolves 5 yards. It should get them right to the 40-yard line, which should get them a first down. And the official on the far side is telling the chain gang to move. They just haven't done it yet. And now they're moving. So Warsaw gets a second first down of this drive. Feels like they've had the ball for about 10 minutes.
I think they have.
Where they've really only moved the ball from the 18-yard line out to the 40. Sullivan, who missed 7 games last year with an ankle injury. Under center, option play, up the middle again. And this is Duncan, and he gets a yard to the 41. Stopped on the play for Michigan City.
It's part of the beauty of that flexbone offense. You know, let's pound that ball with that fullback. Pitch it to the halfback, and that play before Drew Sullivan just shows you how long that he's been running this option offense. A lot of people would say that was a risky pitch.
Yeah.
It was so late, but he's done that a million times.
No, two things. One, he has confidence in his pitching ability, and two, his guys know to keep watching.
That's
not
right.
To give up on it. Second down and 9 from the 41. Sullivan is going to keep it this time. He's going to run right into a defender at the line of scrimmage, and he won't go anywhere. And there's Holly, the kid that's going to Kansas next year. 3rd down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. In years past, this would be a run play to set up 4th down. This year, again, they've really worked hard in the passing game. We'll see. The key is they need one of their receivers to really step up and be big, and they haven't had that yet in the summer or in the preseason. Sullivan pitches back. Here comes Quentin Block flying around the corner. 45-50 up the sideline. 45-40. 35-30. It's a foot race. 25-20. He'll be pushed out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 14-yard line. First down, Warsaw. And that's Quentin Block, who we watched struggle with being a sophomore trying to play at the varsity level last year. He's had a whole different summer and start to this year.
Oh, yeah. That's just and you can see his speed there, too. You know, he's, you know, accelerating it through that pitch. But those are the same plays, those rocket tosses left or right. We saw that last Friday against Columbia City. Very effective, and you just saw it right there.
2:24 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw took the ball from there, 18. And now they're at the 14-yard line of the Wolves on their opening drive of the game. Sullivan from the left hash mark. And whistles sound, flags fly, offside Michigan City again. That's their 3rd penalty of this opening drive on defense. Well, if they want to keep giving the Tigers yards, Warsaw will gladly accept them.
So you must be giving them some sort of hard count, you know, maybe going on 2. And those defensive linemen for Michigan City are just, they're falling for it. Taking the bait.
1st and 5 for the Tigers. Again, working toward the north end of Fisher Field. Sullivan up the middle. And this is Duncan. And Duncan will get down to the 5-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards. Stopped on the play by Sincere Hodges. They've already dipped deep into their bench, Andy.
And you notice, too, a lot of our run plays have gone to the left just to try to run away from Holly. And that's pretty smart.
Well, and you got Leiter and Dawson over on that side on the offensive line. So that's not the worst thing in the world. 2nd and goal from the 5. Sullivan to Duncan again to the left. And he'll get a couple more yards down to the 3-yard line. 3rd down and goal for the Tigers. clock down, under 2 minutes left to play, and we have a stoppage. Oh, it's first and goal.
All right.
First and goal, Tigers. I didn't think he made it to the chains, but he did. First and goal, Warsaw. From the three, ball on the left hash mark. Four chances to take the lead. Robbie Hoffer is in the game behind Drew Sullivan here for the Tigers. Wings on either side, an extra lineman in on the left side. Sullivan is going to keep it and run forward and get into the end zone, and the Tigers have the lead. Touchdown, Warsaw, with a minute 25 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw is on the board at 6-0.
There's a classic Warsaw drive. You know, we're going to run it down your throats. We're going to go up the middle. We're going to go around to the left side. Just textbook. Here's what we're going to do, and you can just try and stop us.
With a little bit of the edge work mixed in too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mason Smythe, who was 30 out of 31 on extra points, trying to give the Tigers a 7-0 lead. Taylor Villema will hold. James Leiter is the long snapper. Good snap. Spot is down, and the kick is up, and it's perfect. 7-0 Warsaw. 1:25 left in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 82 yards for the Tigers in 3 minutes and 29 seconds. Warsaw is on the board and has the lead 7-0. Smythe already has one touchback tonight. We'll look for his second. Still that gentle breeze blowing from behind him. And he gets the whistle and runs up to it and drives it high and deep. And Michigan City will watch that one land halfway back into the end zone. And so back-to-back touchbacks and a great start for Warsaw. They gave up a lot of yardage, Andy, but yep. They held on defense and then went right back down and scored.
Well, it's that classic bend, don't break, and they definitely bent. But, hey, like, good defenses find ways to keep opponents out of the end zone and off the scoreboard, and that's exactly what they did that first drive.
Michigan City did very little on the ground. Almost all their yards were through the air. They got a couple of yards on the ground, but when you add in the sack and a couple other things, really it was the passing game that got them into the position to score. They had first and goal inside the five and ended up losing the ball on down. They hand it off to G, and G's got some room. Around one, around two, across the 30, near sideline 35, and he'll go down at the 36-yard line. That will be a gain of 16 yards, and it's a first down for Michigan City. Some of the Warsaw players expressing their frustration.
No, there was.
And Bart Curtis standing behind the official on this near side saying, if you're going to throw illegal blocking on us, you're going to have to start calling holding on them.
Yep.
1:08 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. Michigan City with the ball at their own 36-yard line. Ball in the near hash. Hart looking left all the way, throws it out there. Got a man wide open. That's Harvell, and he's up the sideline. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and he blows by Villema, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Michigan City, 64 yards in the last play to Harvell, and the Wolves are on the board and an extra point away from tying the game. Wow.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was.
That was just a simple pass, the screen pass to the left, and credit that wide receiver just making plays, making Tigers miss. Tip your hat to them.
So now they will attempt the extra point. Jonathan Zach Kuhn plays on for the point after. Again, their highly talented kicker graduated after being on the varsity for 3 years and kicking part of the fourth. They try to tie the game. Snap is low. The kick is up, and it lists across the goal line, and it's good. 7-7 is our score. 48 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you here at Fisher Field. Two plays after the Tigers went 82 yards and scored. Michigan City covers the distance in two plays. The last one, a 64-yard pass from Hart to Harvell. An extra point, which, as Andy described earlier, was not pretty, but it got across the goal line, got through the uprights. We're tied at 7.
Yeah, those screen passes, we're gonna have to force them early, make good tackles.
Oh, it's a high, very short kick, and a fair catch will be called for and made by the Tigers at about the 36-yard line. And making that fair catch call, and the fair catch for the Tigers was Logan Carl. His brother Chase was so much a part of this team a year ago on both sides of the football. So the Tigers on the field on offense once again. After going 82 yards on their opening drive, they'll look to get the lead back. Sullivan tucks under center. And he'll hand off up the middle, and it's Brody Duncan, and Brody will get 2 yards to the 38. Tigers do have to run one more play before the end of the quarter. What an entertaining start to this football season. The first 12 minutes have been something. And everything we thought about Warsaw football has come out to be absolutely 100% true.
That's absolutely correct. And I still like the fact that Quentin Brock is the one in motion and just staying away from Adrian Holly.
Wonder if they'd ever start moving him around. Sullivan under center, last play of the quarter. He'll fake the handoff. He'll turn upfield. He'll get hit. And he'll go down after a gain of one more to the 39. And that will do it for the first quarter of play. Warsaw 7, Michigan City 7. We're back for quarter two after these words on News Now Warsaw.